Rock 105, Sean Pugh hanging in here. And of course, we're gearing up for the show that's entering closer and closer. The date is August 26th. Yes, that's the 26th of this month. Rock 105, pleased to present the first night of the Us in the Night tour to you. That would be Three Doors Down, Pop Evil, and Red Sun Rising at the Municipal Auditorium in Charleston. And speaking of Red Sun Rising, got lead vocalist Mike Protege on the phone. Mike, thanks for being on the show today, man.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Mike, I tell you what, we're getting excited for the show coming up on the 26th. Of course, Rock 105, pleased to present the first night of the Us in the Night tour, Three Doors Down, Pop Evil, and Red Sun Rising. And I know you guys, you've been touring pretty heavy. I saw you on Rock on the Range and everything like that. You guys have toured the festivals and everything like that. But it has to be exciting to hit the road with a band like Three Doors Down.
Yeah, we're super excited. I mean, when we were growing up, those guys kind of ruled the airwaves. And, we've gotten a chance to meet them at a couple of these festivals this spring and summer, and a great bunch of guys, and made us feel really welcome. So it's going to be a great tour. And obviously, we've done a ton with Pop Evil, so we know those guys, and we're really looking forward to it.
And, of course, we're happy to see the first night of the Us in the Night tour kick off here in the Mountain State, the Municipal Auditorium in Charleston, on the 26th. And Mike, I know you guys are originally from Akron, Ohio. As I look at the first three dates of this Us in the Night tour, Charleston on the 26th, Blue Ash, Ohio on the 27th, and you guys are home in Akron, Ohio on the 28th. So 26th, 27th, 28th, the first three nights of this Us in the Night tour. I got to think they're basically like home shows, right?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I've never played in Charleston, and I'm really looking forward to it because I've been to Charleston just to visit, and I love it there, so it'll be a great time to be able to play there. And then, but yeah, to kind of come home in a big way, because we haven't played Akron in a while, but to come home and do it like that, it's going to be really cool.
You guys are from Akron, Ohio, not too far away from us here in West Virginia. If I add it up in my head right, I think I'm looking at about a three-hour trip. But just give me the rundown. Give me the history. How did Red Sun Rising come to form? Now, one of the things that I read about you guys was that you and guitarist Ryan Williams actually met at a gas station, and that's kind of where Red Sun Rising took its form.
It was we had some mutual friends, but we didn't really know each other, and there was a gas station right by our house, and I guess they were looking for a singer at the time, and I came in, and apparently I looked like a singer, and but at the time I just considered myself a guitar player. And he asked if I could sing, and we exchanged numbers, and apparently he gives his numbers out at gas stations quite frequently.
That may not be a good idea, but
this one, won the lottery on this one, I guess, because it worked out, and we ended up just writing really well together, and he kind of quit his band, and him and I started Red Sun Rising, and that's how it was born.
Now, your guys' debut album, Polyester Zeal, just turned a year old a couple days ago, and of course, it shot up on the Billboard charts. You guys were out on tours and festivals promoting it. We at Rock 105 have been playing the hell out of the first three singles, Emotionless, Other Side, and the new one, Amnesia. So what was it like getting in the studio, writing and recording the debut album, Polyester Zeal?
You know, for us, it was, we've been a band since 2007, so when we came to that for that first album, we had a ton of material. We had, over 80 songs, which is a lot to narrow down to, 10 or 11 songs. And so that was a grueling process. But I'm glad that, a few songs from our past made the record, and they were appropriate for, I still think there's some songs in the backlog that can come back on future releases. But there was two in particular, Blister and Emotionless, that really just fit the vibe of that first record, and I'm glad it did, and we couldn't be more proud of it.
Mike, I love the debut album, Polyester Zeal, and one of the things I love about the album is the harmonizing you do. You guys have an old-school Alice in Chains feel to you, and that's when Lane and Jerry used to hook up and do all the harmonizing. You guys have some great harmonizing on the album, including on the Other Side. Now, was Alice in Chains an influence for you guys, or was that just kind of one of those things that just comes natural over time?
I mean, obviously on the Other Side, we heard the Alice in Chains vibe coming out naturally, because they're one of our favorite bands of all time, and that influence is bound to come out somewhere. And when we heard it back, we're like, man, that really reminds us of Alice in Chains, and we loved it. We're like, this is perfect. And I've always been I'm a huge Beatles fan as well, and Chris Cornell and guys that could sing and great harmony, and so I'm a sucker for that. I'm a sucker for harmony. I love putting it into the music, and thankfully I have a band that can execute it. I have two great singers, Dave and Ricky, who really hold it down live, and we do those harmonies live, and people love it, and I love that people are appreciating the harmony.
John Pugh on the phone with Mike Protege, the lead singer of Red Sun Rising. Of course, Red Sun Rising going to be in town on August 26th, the Municipal Auditorium in Charleston. The first night of the Us in the Night tour, Three Doors Down, Pop Evil, and Red Sun Rising. And Mike, you guys are going to be on this tour until about the mid-November. So after mid-November, after you wrap up the Us in the Night tour, any plans? Can you give us anything for the future? Maybe plans for a new album, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, we're writing a ton. We just did some, like, pre-production, if you will, on our last break. So we got about 12 new songs hashed out as a band, but there's a ton of ideas still in the hopper. So definitely going to be an album, too. When that's going to be, I'm not sure. You know, this album still is doing great, and we're still touring on it, and we're excited about that, of the lifespan of Polyester Zeal so far. So. But album number two is definitely, we're working on it.
August 26th, it is the first night of the Us in the Night tour at the Municipal Auditorium in Charleston. Rock 105, pleased to present Three Doors Down, Pop Evil, and Red Sun Rising. Sean Pugh hanging in here talking to lead vocalist of Red Sun Rising, Mike, on the phone. And Mike, it's going to be your guys' first time in the state of West Virginia. So West Virginia, I'm telling you, get out there on the 26th and show the boys of Red Sun Rising some true West Virginia rock spirit.
Thanks for all the support, too, you guys. That's awesome.
Mike, I'm not going to keep you. I know you guys are tuning up. You guys are practicing. You guys are getting ready for the show on the 26th, and you're getting ready for the tour with Three Doors Down, the Us and the Night tour. Just want to say, man, from everybody at Rock 105, we can't wait for the show on the 26th. And, of course, from me, thanks for being on the show today, man.
Thanks for having me, man.